The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Beit Zodavtes. The Mishnah and Davtes bring the Machlekes Beishama and Beis Hillel in regards to moving a sulam, and the Gemara in the Hemshech brings down the member of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Kol Mokam She'asu Chachamim Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin Afilu B'chaji Chadorim Osir. The Gemara says that it's a machleket tanoim. There's a shaila in the Gemara wherever the chachamim prohibited certain acts because of marasayin, does that apply even if no one's seeing? The Ramah in Yerdei Simin Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, he discusses the fact that a person is allowed to make milk cholov shkedim from almonds and to situate it on one table near chicken, basar oif. And the question is further, is marasayin only usur when in regards to a person confusing you with the transgressing an isur to eraisa, or is that even when a person transgresses an isur to rabbana? From the Ramah, it seems to be saying that if it's visible, it's clear that a person is eating chicken, which is only an isur d'rabbanan to be eaten with real milk, there a person does not have to be makbid on marasayin, even if it looks like a person's eating chicken and milk, since it's only an isur d'rabbanan. The Shach brings a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos that the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to do an act that looks like a mekach u'memka b'Shabbos. Looks like he's making a transaction on Shabbos. So says the Shach that we see from this Gemara that the Isser Marasayan is even when what appears to the person appears to be transgressing an Isser Drabono. Seemingly in contradiction to the words of Ramah that it's mutter, that the concept of marasayin does not apply when the iser is merely nisr drabbana. In the Sefer Yad Avraham, he answers the Shach's question for the Gemara in Shabbos, and he says that even though the Ramah seems to be the he says that the Isser d'Rabbanon, that there's an Isser of Marasayin v'd'Rabbanon, is mutter when it's betzina. In other words, even though the halacha is that the Isser of Marasayin, when a person is not allowed to make it visible to others, that to make it seem as if he's transgressing an Isser, and that's even true b'chadrei chadorin, that's even true where no one's around, That concept is only the araisa. But when a person is in the privacy of his own home, he's allowed to do something that looks like an isser derabbana, even though he's not allowed to do something that looks like an isser deraisa, even v'chadri chador. That is one answer that's suggested to answer the question of the Shach on the Ramaz Yisoy that the isser of marasayin is mutter of derabbana. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests another answer. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that the only time we say that there's an Isser of Maris Ayin, the concept of Maris Ayin applies even to an Isser Rabbon, is only by Shabbos. Because Shabbos is very Chomer. Shabbos is, as we know, is a Chatos, is Kores, it's something that's extremely Chomer, and therefore Chomer de Shabbos, a person not allowed to even transgress, make it appear to others that he's transgressing even an Isser d'Rabbanan of Shabbos. But by other Isurim, like Basar v'Cholov, there the Ramah maintains that there would not be an Isser of Marasayin at all, not only v'Chadrei Chadorim. Now the Gemara, there's another question that's posed by the Yogel Yaakov in Yoredei Simen Chov Gimel. And that is the concept of Hadlokas Neiris. The Ramah tells us by Hadlokas Neiris that by on Hanukkah, that if a person has two psochim, he has two doorways, that they shall light a menorah on both doorways. Mishum chashoda, because so people shouldn't think that he failed to light a menorah. So if the passerby cannot see both doorways, if he sees one door he doesn't have a menorah, he'll be choshesh that maybe the person did not light a menorah. And therefore, a person has the obligation to light a menorah on both doorways so that people shouldn't think that the menorah was not lit. It seems to imply that the Isser, the halach of chashash, of marasayin, is even in a case of din drabonon, because the ner chanukah we know is drabonon, and still we're choshesh. That maybe someone will think he wasn't over it. There's a marasayin of the Rabbanon and asks the Yovel Yaakov and the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeridaeus seems to say that by Chol of Shkedim with Basar Oif it would be okay. And yet by Menorah he seems to say that a person, even though it's an Isser Rabbanon, he should make sure that no one's choshesh that he didn't light a Menorah. Now, the Yovel Yaakov wants to suggest a very interesting answer, and he says that there's two separate concepts here. There are two halachic concepts that are very similar, but they do have very significant differences. He says that there's a concept called Marasayin that the Gemara in Beis is talking about, our Gemara, and the other Gemaras, and then there's another concept called Cheshodo. That there's a chashash that a person was not mekayim. Now, if we want to understand the difference, we can say that the difference here is that Maris Ayin, the problem here, the issue that we're dealing with is that people shouldn't maybe learn from his actions. Person shouldn't see somebody doing a certain thing and mistakenly imply that it's okay. Chashoda is a whole different concept where there's a chashash going on in the mind that this person was not mekayim, not because the person will learn from his meisim, but rather there's a chashash that people will not that people will think that this person did not do the mitzvah or did not fulfill his obligation. And therefore, says the Yovel Yaakov, that we can differentiate between the halacha of the Ramah that says that it's even osur midrabbanan, and the halacha of chashoda, and the difference is as follows: because by marasayin, if it's merely drabbanon, so the potential risk here is that somebody will learn from his meisim, and there's a slight chance that he will also transgress the same Isra'bonon based on what he saw somebody else doing, and he'll come to an Isra. Since we know the concept of the Rabbonon, is the halach of Sofik Rabbonon Lekula. So the mere fact that a person may come, that if I do this action, somebody might see, and they may come to transgress an Isra Rabbonon, that, says the Ramah in Yerideya, is not a problem. However, when we talk about chashoda, a new concept that's spoken about by Hadlokas Neiris, that we're worried that people should think that this person's not makpid on this mitzvah, not because they'll learn from his meisim, but rather you should have the chashash that maybe this person did not fulfill his requirement. There, one might say that this rabbanon has more of an issue of chashoda than other mitzvahs, because there's more chance that a person would think that this individual did not fulfill his rabbinic obligation more than the person should think that he did not fulfill his d'oraisa obligation. Since Rabbanan a lot of times is more cool as dick in people's eyes, so when a person passing by the house sees a menorah is not lit, and they say, maybe this person's just not makpid on the Rabbanon. It's so kuladik, and there's a chashad, mishum chashad, that we have to make sure that no one thinks that the halacha derabanan is very lenient in his eyes, and he's not mekayem the mitzvah derabanan. And maybe by Dairaisa we wouldn't say such a thing. So it comes out that even though by Marisayan the Ramah tells us that the Rabbanon is definitely less of an issue, because the Ramah says it's permitted, and others say maybe only B'chadre Chadarim it's permitted, but there's definitely a reason to believe that the Rabbanon is less of a concept, less of an issue of Marisayan. By Chashada, there we say that it could be even more of an issue of Chashad, because it's easier to be choshish somebody was not mekayim his obligation, which is a derabanan obligation, more than if a person is not mekayim his derais obligation. So says the Yogel Yaakov, we cannot ask a steer from the Ramah to the Hilchas Chanukah, because by Chanukah is a different concept called Chashoda, and that indeed is relevant even to an Isser de Rabbono. Now there's a related issue in the Sefer Das Torah. He brings the question, if a person's allowed to eat cocoa butter together with meat, we're talking about real meat. And he says a very important halacha in regards to Marisayim, which is that if something is mefursum and everybody knows, There would not be an issue of Marisayim. This concept is seen in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Mem Gimel in regards to having somebody work for you on Shabbos. And he said that if it's enforcing that people hire people with kablonos, which means per job as opposed to by the hour, which is the issue. The issue by Shabbos is to hire somebody by the hour. But if you hire somebody, the kablonos, per job, that you should paint this house, and you get paid not by how many hours you work, but rather for the job, and you're not kivei malachta b'Shabbos, you don't say it must be painted on Shabbos, but rather it could be painted whenever you want, then if the person chooses to paint on Shabbos, that's not a problem. If the non-Jew paints for you on Shabbos, that wouldn't be a problem, but there's the issue of Marisayin. A person doesn't necessarily know if this person's kablonis, arisus, what relationship you have. So there the halacha would be, if it's mefursum lakol, that such a job always gets a kablonis relationship, an independent contractor type of relationship, so then there would not be the concept of marasayim, because people would think it's the mefursum that it's being done correctly. So, just in summation, when a person, and the Cheshav Eifed, for example, and the Chubas and Simen Chav, he says that when we want to know about Marisayim, we have to figure out what is the muskul rishon, what is the first impression a person has when seeing this person doing this action. If, let's say, by cocoa butter, it's something that's mefursum, it's clear that there's such a thing, and if I see somebody sitting down, you know, in today's day, possibly this is something called a soy burger or fake, you know, tofu cheese or whatever it is. It's so rampant that when a person, I see a Jew sitting down to a cheeseburger, we would definitely, the muskul rishon would be that, of course, it's not being done be'isser. It's so rampant and so available to have soy products and tofu products that we would, our first impression would for sure be, most probably it is a kosher sandwich that would be permissible if that's the hashkafa rishona. But if a person has to be dam lekav schus, so to speak, and when a person sees the maisa, sees the action, the first thing is, wow, he's doing an aveira. And then a person has to take a second guess and say, you know what, maybe the way he's doing it is like this or like that. That would be the problem of marasayin. And just, there are those, many, that permit marasayin when a person makes a hecker. There's a question in the Paiskim, if you put up a sign, or you make some type of hecker, you put the package of the article that you're eating, that people can see it. There also, there would be a makom lekula, that if a person, if it's apparent, even if the action itself speaks and shows iser, but if a person makes a hecker, puts a sign up, or makes some type of clear indication that what I'm doing is not usur, then there would not be this issur of marasayin, and a person would be able to carry out this task as normal, as long as there's a hecker showing that this is something that is permitted.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.